Today, on December 8th, we are 2 weeks and 3 days from Christmas. Today, Catholics around the world attend Mass to honor Mary, the mother of Jesus, who made Christmas possible. So before we get too close to Christmas, we stop and we honor our greatest saint, Mary, who made Christmas possible. Mary, on today's Feast of the Immaculate Conception, we recognize that she was conceived without sin. This is a big misconception of Catholics and even non-Catholics. You walk down the street with a microphone and ask people, what is the Immaculate Conception? People will probably say the Immaculate Conception is when Jesus was conceived in Mary's womb. And that is wrong. It's wrong. The Immaculate Conception is when Mary was conceived in the womb of St. Anne. She was conceived without sin. If she had sinned, she would have passed it on to her son. So today we honor Mary's conception because we celebrate Mary's birthday 9 months from now on September 8th. On December 25th, we celebrate the Lord's birth. We celebrate his conception 9 months before December 25th on March 25th. His conception is called the Annunciation. So there is a little bit of Catholicism 101. If you get that on a board game, you will move to the front of the class quickly with all of that. It's good to know that while we're during Advent, we're celebrating Advent, we're waiting. We're waiting for the coming. That's what the word Advent means, the coming. We're waiting for the coming of Jesus. Indeed, the first person to celebrate Advent was Mary. Her Advent was not 3 or 4 weeks. Her Advent was 9 months. She was, therefore, not only the first to celebrate Advent, she was the first Christian. She was the first to believe in Jesus Christ. And because of that, she is our model of faith. So we have Mary over here, holding her son, and the virtue of faith is in front of her because Mary is the model of our faith. Why is she the model of our faith? She's a model of our faith because she said yes to God when she could have said no. She said yes to God when she had reasons to say no. What was the number one reason in which she could have said say no? I mean, how in the world is all of this going to work? That I'm pregnant without relations with a man and my child will be the savior of the world. Now that takes faith. So Mary's yes is a model for us today. We may not say yes to having caused the savior of the world to come about, but we say yes in our lives to so many different things. Maybe we're in a time in our life where we really don't want to be. Can we say yes to that? Because it is God's will and not ours. Can I say yes to a time in my life when I am ill? Can I say yes to a time in my life when I have family or friends who are ill? Can I say yes if I'm burdened in my life? We certainly say yes when things are going well, when we're healthy, when we're wealthy, when we're happy. Mary's model teaches us to say yes when things are not going well, when we are not healthy, when we are not wealthy, when we may not be having a good day, we can still say, yes, Lord, I may not be having a good day, but I, but I offer it to you. Because you see, this is where people lose their faith. People lose their faith because they think following Jesus is going to make everything better. Following Jesus makes everything newer in a different context where we can say, yes, Lord. So let us think about that today. That's our lesson today. Not only do we say yes when we're happy, can I say yes when I'm sad? I say yes when there's new birth, but can I say yes, Lord, this is your will and not mine when I'm suffering a loss, when I'm grieving, and only you, Lord, can help me. So that yes of Mary is a model for us because it's a prayer in good times and in bad. So as we honor Mary, let us ask her to pray for us. And by the way, she's also the patroness of the United States of America. So let's ask Mary to pray for our country, to continue to guide us to truth, to peace, to equality. Let us pray that she will pray for us to continue to guide us to God's will for us and not our will for ourselves.